Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Optimism for an Israeli ceasefire.
My hope is by next Monday.
U.S. Supreme Court considers social media interaction.
What's at stake is the business model for these social media platforms.
Government shutdown looms.
The deadline is pressing.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The latest word on a possible ceasefire in Gaza comes from President Biden as he made the rounds in New York
today. My national security advisor tells me that we're close. We're close. It's not done yet. And my hope is by next Monday, we'll have a ceasefire.
Negotiations are underway for a weeks-long ceasefire between Israel and Hamas to allow for the release of hostages being held in Gaza by the militant group in return for Israel releasing hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. It would allow also for hundreds of trucks to deliver desperately needed aid into Gaza every day. The Supreme Court is considering the content social media companies should be allowed to delete or block based on policy restrictions. CBS's Peter
King. The cases come from Republican-led Texas and Florida, which accuse sites like Facebook and YouTube of censoring conservative viewpoints. Florida Solicitor General Henry Whitaker.
They contend that they possess a broad First Amendment right to censor anything they host on their sites, even when doing so contradicts their own representations to consumers.
Paul D. Clement represents NetChoice.
The closer you look at Florida's law, the more problematic the First Amendment problems become.
The Texas and Florida cases are part of the fallout from the Twitter and Facebook bans on Donald Trump after the Capitol insurrection.
The U.S. government will run out of funding for several agencies, with a quarter shutting down this Friday if no agreement, followed by the other three quarters, including the Pentagon, closing next Friday. CBS's Scott McFarlane on the impact.
Military service members, federal workers have to worry about going without paychecks for some time. There are disruptions in federal programs, things like WIC, women, infants, and children nutritional support, SNAP, the supplemental nutritional assistance for those who need federal help to afford their food.
Prosecutors want to restrict what former President Trump can say in public in connection with next month's hush money criminal trial. CBS's Graham Kate says of the request from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
It notes that Trump has been subjected to similar restrictions in other cases and cites a long history of Trump's public and inflammatory remarks about participants in other judicial proceedings.
A Trump campaign spokesperson says a gag order would infringe on Trump's right to free speech. The first U.S. spacecraft to land on the moon in more than 50 years will be mission over tomorrow, unable to recharge solar panels because it landed on its side. Stocks closed down on Wall Street. The Dow fell 62. NASDAQ slipped 21 points. Now this.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
NATO adds another member. CBS's Cammy McCormick with details.
Hungary's parliament officially approved Sweden's membership. That clears the last hurdle for Sweden and ends months of delays. It becomes the 32nd member of the alliance after abandoning its policy of non-alignment in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
In a protest over the war in Gaza, a U.S. airman has died after setting himself on fire outside of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. and shouting Free Palestine. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryan.
It certainly is a tragic event. We do extend our condolences to the airman's family.
Hard to tell that it's February in some areas of the country. Omaha, Nebraska broke 65 degrees yesterday, and it has been well into the 60s in Denver, Des Moines, and here in Chicago.
Definitely not the weather we would expect in February. It's usually super snowy, freezing.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The worst possible news in the search for an American couple who disappeared while taking a trip on their catamaran. Grenada Police Commissioner Don McKenzie says they believe Ralph Hendry and Kathy Brandel were hijacked by three escaped prisoners.
Information suggests that while traveling between Grenada and St. Vincent, they disposed of the occupants.
By throwing them overboard. The U.S. Transportation Department says it will allow Chinese airlines to boost the number of weekly flights to the U.S. to 50 from 35 starting March 31st. Don Henley takes the stand in New York, testifying that he never wanted his original handwritten lyrics to hit hits by the Eagles to become public. Henley says he gave biographer Ed Sanders access to the lyrics, but not possession of them, and bought back four pages of his own property to get them off the internet. A lawyer for one of the three men on trial for allegedly obscuring who owned the lyrics says Henley buying them shows he knew he did not own them anymore.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
A spoonful of sugar won't protect a classic film from censors in the UK, CBS's Monica Riggs.
Spoonful of sugar?
Mary Poppins just got its age rating raised by British censors because it features discriminatory language. The 1964 film has been reclassified from U, which stands for Universal, to PG for parental guidance. Apparently, there's a derogatory term in it that was originally used to refer to South African chimney sweeps. We won't mention it, but the Oxford English Dictionary refers to the term as archaic and offensive. It's said twice in the movie. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
JetBlue Airways and Spirit Airlines are urging a U.S. appeals court to let their merger take off. They're asking the court to overturn a judge's ruling that blocked their almost $4 billion merger at the Justice Department's request. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, February 26, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure. Because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.